This is the EWN Radio Network.
Welcome to Eat Great, Live Well Radio, your trusted source for the information you need to take control of your health and your life. No complicated medical speak, just straight talk about eating healthier without giving up the foods you love. Now, here's the host of Eat Great, Live Well Radio, food psychology coach and best-selling author, Janelle McCauley.
Hi, and welcome to Eat Great, Live Well Radio. I'm Janelle McCauley, and I want to thank you for joining me today. My promise to you is that if you take action on the information we provide each week, you will transform your health and your life. Before I introduce my guest for today's show, I want to invite you to go to eatgreatlivewellradio.com and download our free ebook, Overcoming Portion Distortion. It's packed with quick and easy ideas for making mealtime family, friendly, fun, and healthy. So get your free copy today at eatgreatlivewellradio.com. We've got another great show planned for you today, so grab a pen and paper and your favorite beverage, and let's get started. My guest on today's show is women's fitness expert, Jody Books Stokes. Jody's been involved in the fitness world since college. After graduating with a degree in exercise sciences, she continued her education at some of the most well-respected resorts and spas in the Southwest, including Canyon Ranch Spa and the Scottsdale Princess Resort. She then moved with her family to California, where she started a running club and opened her own fitness company, which grew to 5 locations. Jody was so successful that she was named Businesswoman of the Year and 2011 Elite Trainer of the Year. Jody is now the owner and CEO of her own fitness company, Goddess Fit. Jody believes that a powerful, vibrant spirit exists within each and every one of us, and it is her mission to help you tap into it. I know you will find Jody's approach to fitness informative and inspiring, and you're just going to learn so much. Welcome to the show, Jody.
Thank you, Janelle. I'm so excited to be here.
I'm really excited for our conversation today because it's really, you know, we focus a lot on healthy eating and mindset, and I know those go into what we're going to talk about, but I love your focus on just getting out and exercising and getting up and doing something. And as we get our conversation started, you know, I know you've been involved in the fitness industry since college. Can you tell our listeners just a little bit more about your background and what fitness means to you?
You know, you gave that intro about me, and it gave me goosebumps, even though that's been my life's work for 30 years. But, you know, I'm humbled by what I do. It's so self-gratifying being able to get people started on programs and enlighten them with wellness of all sorts. And, you know, my last 30 years, I basically knew that I couldn't, you know, I just wasn't the type to sit down. And I started just being interested in kinesiology and exercise physiology, how the body works, why it works, what we should put in our bodies. And that just inspired me to move forward to help train and teach people, and I have never gotten out of it. My parents definitely got their money's worth when I got my degree at school in exercise science, because I have been practicing for 30 years, and it's a blessing, Janelle. It's hard because I think that people are busy and they put a wall up and they get in a habit, and so that's why I find it self-gratifying, because if you can get people out there eating well and working out, which isn't that difficult to do, they feel so much better. So that's why I do what I do.
Well, how do you address it when people say they're too busy, they don't have time, they can't fit one more thing into their day? What do you do?
Well, you know what? I was blessed to do a speaking engagement over at Microsoft, and the biggest proponent to time was, a lot of people do say they don't have enough time. Well, I did some research, and we're on social media or just any kind of media product almost 8 hours a day, Janelle. And in order to find that information, I actually had to go on my phone and Google search it. So, we're on Facebook for about 2.5 hours. We're on our laptops for about 4. We're on TV. We're literally behind some kind of media for 8 hours a day. So I told everybody, I said, you know what, if you need to be on your phone, come to the gym go to the gym and get on a bike and email from the bike. Or, go if you need to do some networking, find meetings where you can go for a walk with someone and have your meeting that way. Make it some kind of physical, get outside and do something. And if you really break that down and you only need a half an hour a day in your repertoire of what you're doing, it really can be done. It's just a matter of writing it in your schedule, almost like it's a doctor's appointment or any other appointment, and do it, because truth be told, it's not an option. Our bodies were meant to hunt and gather. They were not meant to be behind all of, this kind of media. And I have to use it too, but I feel like I'm devolving, I'm going back into this forward position because I'm on my phone or on my laptop all day. So anyway, people do. They just need to get out and find a way to figure it out and do it.
That's interesting that you say that, and I like that, devolving versus evolving. I think that it is important to figure out what works for you, but they can certainly be on an exercise bike or do something, and, if you want to surf Facebook, do it then. Someone was asking me the other day about how I get so much done, and, because they said they can't fit it in. And I think it really is about taking a step back and looking at how you're spending your time, what you're doing. When people say they don't have money, they're usually holding a $6 Starbucks in their hand and,
I just said that. Exactly. That's exactly what I spoke of, $6 Starbucks. And at the end, if you do that, $20 a week, at the end of the year, that's $950 that you spent on Starbucks. If you pull the numbers out right, just at the time. I didn't mean to interrupt you, but I concur. That's exactly the thing. We will spend money on frivolous things, but when you try to put money toward a gym membership, or it needs to become a priority.
Right.
It does.
And I think that it's really important for people to understand that, yes, in the beginning it's going to be physically challenging as you're starting to get your body up and moving. But once you get used to it, you're going to have so much clarity, so much more energy. You're going to get things done faster. And I think it's also important that we stop doing so much multitasking and really pay attention to what we're doing in the moment and be present. And I think that helps, just
Absolutely.
Feel so much better.
I tell a lot of people to put their blinders on and stop thinking so much and just go in. It only takes really, truly 21 days to own a new habit. And it doesn't mean you have to show up, like you said, you start to be more productive and you'll start to have more energy. And it's true. And if you just go, literally your endorphins start to kick in within the first 8 to 12 minutes and you feel better already. And that's why I try to promote just a half an hour. And if you can bust out a half an hour, most of the time people might go a little bit longer because they're in the moment and they're feeling better in that moment, and they can go a little bit longer. It's a lot is in your head too, but just put those blinders on and just go do it. Give it 21 days, and before you know it, you're just better everywhere, mind, body, spirit.
Well, I like that the endorphins kick in 12 minutes. It probably explains when I don't want to go on a walk and I do it anyway. Once I get in and get going, it's like, okay, I can go, around this way, or I can do an extra couple laps or do whatever I'm doing.
Right.
Once I'm doing it, I keep going.
Right. So basically so there it is in a nutshell. You feel great when you're doing it. So all we have to do is just get there. That's why I say put your blinders on, stop thinking so much, and just get there. And everything will just, work itself out.
I love that. So how do you respond to people who say, I'm too old, I haven't exercised all my life, it's, it's too hard, or it's not going to make a difference, how do you respond to that?
it's never too late. It's never too late. And I think a lot of that, too, when people say they're too old or they have physical limitations of some sort, which we all do, whether we did high-impact aerobics in the 80s, and I did. Mm-hmm. I definitely wore the leotard and did Jane Fonda and, you know, my knees. But, you know, my knees, my neck hurts from being on a computer. You know, we all literally have something which actually should make us feel better about being with each other, because then it's not intimidating, because each one of us has something. Even men, you know, the first thing I say when I start a class, Janelle, is, does anybody have any limitations? Do you have any knee problems? Do you have any shoulders? And then I go, how about mental stress? And everyone raises their hand when it's mental stress. And so I find that there's no obstacles, really. There's not, you know, I've run half marathons, and I've seen 90-year-olds pass me. And wow. I've also seen, you know, teenagers that, you know, we need to work on a little bit, too. And, you know, again, we just have to keep trying. I really don't give up on people at all, and I'm compassionate, and I understand. And, you know, even if you are fit, you may have a lot going on in your life, but you need exercise because it'll help you get through the day. It may help you stay away from medication. It may, you know, just be nice to be around women or people where that, you know, that make you feel better because you're doing something good for yourself. So there's really no wall that I see. I adopted this little phrase that says, where there's a wall, there's a way. And rather than where there's a will, there's a way, because, you mm-hmm. know, once you find that will, then you can do anything. But where there's that wall, you know, we can climb that wall. And the more people that you have surrounding you, the more support, the better.
That sounds like a tweetable, where there's a wall, there's a way. I love that.
Thanks.
Because you really can climb it. And I think one of the things that's so nice about finding a place to go or a partner to do it with is that accountability and knowing that there's someone there waiting for you. Yes. There's someone there that can support you, and you're not in it alone. I think so often we try to do it ourselves, and you really need mm-hmm. someone to be there with you on this journey, I
yes.
believe.
Absolutely. Whether it's a personal trainer or it's an accountability buddy friend, either or. Absolutely. You know, and a lot of people like group exercise classes, too, because there have been people in group exercise classes sometimes for 5, 8, 10 years. They never leave that instructor because they, you know, they have that community within mm-hmm. that. So if that works for you, great. You know, if you want to work with a trainer, you want to. But I do believe, yes, that you should have people around you some of the time, you know, to help.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And I think it's important to find out what kind of exercise you like, what kind of activities you mm-hmm. like, whether it is those group classes, individual classes. I know for a long mm-hmm. time I went and worked out with a trainer, and after a while mm-hmm. I didn't need the trainer, but I kept the trainer because it was that accountability piece for me.
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely. And you pay for it, so you're going to show up, you know, and the trainer usually is keeping you accountable and making sure that you get there. And there's a rhyme to the, you know, there's a rhyme to the reason, and, you know, a method to their madness. You know, this will work if we're consistent. And you end up becoming best friends with your trainer. I don't know if you had your trainer for a while, but you end up mm-hmm. knowing a lot about each other. And I think that's good. Kind of a psychologist, and sometimes it's worked for me. I've had clients where, you know, they've helped me through a situation. So it's more than just the training. Just like kind of feel like my gym is more than just this, you know, a place to come work out.
Absolutely. Well, we need to take a really quick break. But when we come back, I want to have you talk a little bit about what women should be aware of when they're looking for a wellness or fitness program, because I think there's so many options out there. It really confuses people. This is Janelle McCauley, and you're listening to Eat Great, Live Well Radio.
Never has there been a better time for women to hack success. The shift is on and the breakthroughs are real. We're taking success to a whole nother level. Join us at the Women's Success Summit, a gathering of dynamic, smart women helping women. We want to learn about you and what you have to offer. Bring your A game and be prepared to transact some business. Oh, and by all means, Dress to Impress.
Register at eWomenNetwork.com.
Do you struggle with your weight or your health? Do you wish you had more energy to do the things you really want to do? Are you tired of counting calories and fad dieting? Do you want to eat your favorite foods and not feel guilty? If you answered yes to any of these questions, then the Eat Great, Live Well personalized wellness program is the answer for you. Being healthy isn't about fad dieting, feeling guilty, or eating nothing but tofu and wheatgrass. It's about making small, healthy choices that add up over time to create life-changing transformation for you and your family. The Eat Great, Live Well personalized wellness program will show you how easy it is to be healthy, happy, and well-fed all at the same time. Visit eatgreatlivewell.com for more information or to enroll in this life-changing program. You deserve to both eat great and live well. Check it out today at eatgreatlivewell.com.
You're listening to Janelle McCauley on the EWN Radio Network.
Welcome back to Eat Great, Live Well Radio. I'm your host, Janelle McCauley, and today we're talking with Jody Stokes, the owner of Goddess Fit. And I'm really excited about this conversation because we do talk a lot about healthy eating and mindset, which are really important in overall wellness. But today we're really talking a lot about just getting your body moving, and Jody is an absolute expert on that. So I'm really excited to get her perspective. Before we get back into our conversation, Jody, I'd love to ask each of our guests, what motivates you to live healthy and share your message about healthy living with others? We call it your big why. So what is your big why, and how has it motivated you to live healthier and help others live healthier?
Well, Janelle, hopefully this will be an inspirational message because it comes from my parents, actually. You know, besides the fact I wasn't one of those children that sat down for very long, but my dad had polio, and one leg was significantly shorter than the other. And other than his incredible work ethic, he used to ride his bike, and he used to swim, and never parked in handicapped. And, you know, he was crippled, even though I never, ever looked at him like that. Took cod liver oil before we even knew it was an omega-3. Just took very good care of himself. My mom, who always walked and took every single one of my classes while I was in Scottsdale, and then they eventually moved to California to be near me. She took my classes there. She was diagnosed with lung cancer. They gave her 4 months, and she fought for 4 years just because of her health. And so my inspiration came from watching people struggle but not apparently act like they were struggling. They just did it. Mm-hmm. And they did it literally for the health of it. So when I started working out and I started seeing people going through their limitations and their struggles, that inspired me to help people. And with my knowledge of exercise physiology, kinesiology and everything, and nutrition and all of that, I could see that those things help people through all kinds of life challenges and everything else. So truly, my big why comes from my parents, and they've instilled that into me, and I hope to instill that to other people. So that's actually why I'm doing what I'm doing.
I love that, and I didn't realize how similar our stories are.
Oh, wow.
My mom was a nurse before she got married, and a number of the nurses got polio, and she was, you know, one of the very few that actually ever walked again, but she had a lot of health problems from that, and then had cancer for a number of years before she passed away, but lived way longer than the doctors thought they were. And my dad had health problems too. So it's interesting because, you know, we often say, it really makes, when you're telling your story and I think of mine, it takes us back to what we talked about in the first segment. You know, we say it's too hard or we don't have time, but yet think of all these people around us that are doing things that have way more physical struggles or way more challenges than we do, and they're finding the time to do it. It makes me think my excuses really aren't that big of a deal.
Well, you know, it's true. It, whatever it is that shocks you into, you hate to wait for a life change to change your life. Mm-hmm. Honestly, you know, you hate to wait for, you know, to have cardiac arrest. You hate to wait till the doctor tells you, you know, you are obese or you need to do these things. And, you know, when it takes very little to be able to go out and do those things, and there are inspirational people out there doing that. You know, I was in a triathlon in California once, and I was freaking out because I had to put a wetsuit on, and I was very claustrophobic, and I didn't want to swim, and this is ridiculous, but I was watching people get in the water that had one leg and one arm, and right, and so if that doesn't inspire you, and I've seen so many people running, and that's one of the things when I train my people to do half marathons, because they think it's unfathomable, right? Like, oh my gosh, how are you going to teach me to do a half marathon in 12 weeks? And I said, it's doable, you know, and I take them to go look at these events and look at these people who are doing it that have disabilities, and that really kind of shocks the, you know, the fitness, you know, wave into people and get them inspired. If they can stick with it, that's great. Hopefully it's not just a, you know, one time where they work out, but it's interesting to hear about how your life too and how that's inspired you to help other people, because that's exactly what you're doing with this too. You know, it's self-gratifying too.
It is. And I think what you said was also, it's another tweetable. Don't wait for a life change to change your life.
Change your life, right. So my favorite tweetable, which I don't tweet, but you can tweet it for me, but from my dad, I developed the phrase that exercise is not a chore, it's a privilege. It's a privilege. Mm-hmm. If you have two good working legs and two good working arms, you can do it. And just keep it that simple. Keep it that simple.
Yeah, I think we just need to really get people up and get them moving. That's why I love what you do. And I know in your practice you work mostly with women. So, you know, you talked a little bit about your big why. But I know that you're really inspired to focus on women's health and fitness. Is there something that really got you to focus on women versus women and men?
Great question. So when I was in California, I ran a bunch of different programs. But the last 2 years, I worked for a women's gym out of California that was corporate for 48 years called Total Women Gym and Day Spa. And while I sat in front of these women and I was in membership and I also taught classes, the women women carry the world on their shoulders. And I'm not saying that men don't, because they might be the providers, but it seemed like the women that were coming in, a lot of them were just going through divorces, going back into the workforce, having to take care of their parents a little bit earlier than they thought they would have to, and they're trying to fit it all in. And it was difficult. And, you know, I think women are nurturing by nature, and they would, you know, take care of their kids or something, anybody else, before they would take care of themselves. That's what was appearing to happen. So I loved working with these women. They used to call me the Barbara Walters of fitness. The women, we would both be crying by the end, and they'd be signing up for membership, and we'd both be crying, and they were my best friend, and, you know, and I really took good care of them. I made sure that they came in. If I hadn't seen them come in a while, they would get a phone call from me, and I wanted to make sure that they knew that they were taken care of, and they were. And so I was actually going to bring the first franchise of Total Woman out here, and I ended up changing my mind and going my own direction. So God, I just changed it to Goddess Fit. So our tagline is Who Goddess Fit. So it comes from a line back. But the women, you know, that's why I decided to have a women's preferred gym facility, just focusing on women, because I think that's where my best work is.
Well, you know, and it's interesting, because as you're talking, what I wrote down was that they know they are valued. And I think there are so many women out there, whether they're, you know, an entrepreneur who's looking for a community to connect, whether it's a woman who's looking to get support in, you know, getting healthy or any of the things that she's doing, they really want to feel like we're valued, we're important. We're always, as women, our caregivers and taking care of everyone else. But so often there's so little left over for us that it's nice when somebody really pays attention and sees something in us. Often we see those special things in other people that we don't see in ourselves.
I agree. Right. We're very hard on ourselves. And that's one thing when women come in too. I want them to know, stop being so hard on yourself and give yourself a break. And, you know, and yes, you are cared for. And there's going to be different programs and different things that will inspire people differently. But if they see a caring face and you know their name and you know, they're going to feel at home. You want people to feel at home where they are when they're working mm-hmm. out. That's really what I wanted with Goddess Fit too. It's a smaller entity. It's an exclusive limited membership, so there aren't a whole lot of people here, and we know each and every member, and that's important to me. It's just, we just need to stop being so hard on ourselves as women, and just be loved. You can be loved. Mm-hmm. Love yourself.
I really like that. So it sounds like those are some of the things that really make you unique from other gyms, because most gyms take as many people as they can. It's not a personal approach. It's more of a just show up, and they've got different people there that don't really get to know you. You're more of a number than a name.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And yes, and I've worked in some of those gyms, and I don't poo-poo any gyms because I've been in the gym industry forever, and there's a gym on every corner now, so it is highly competitive. My thoughts are, you know what, if you can get to a gym, awesome. You know, I would love to have women here, no doubt, but you know, if it's better and easier for you to go to a gym that's, you know, a better location, then please do. You know what, Janelle, only 10% of the, you know, of the people work out most of the time, and so you're going to get 5% return coming in every day. Really, only 10% of people work out on a regular basis.
Wow.
10% of our country. I know. Those are scary numbers. And you look at, we haven't even talked about, you know, wellness, you know, nutrition and all that, but, you know, the United States is 65% overweight.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I kind of blame a lot of the foods that we eat. We really have to, you know, eat from a tree and eat from the ground and try to eat organic and just try to be healthy in your everyday. And I tell a lot of people, you know, eating a salad isn't about being thin. It's really about your brain, you know, and I'm sure you'll agree with that. You probably mm-hmm. feel better, more focused, more on point when you eat more vegetables in your diet, you know, clean.
Absolutely, absolutely. We need to take a real quick break again, and when we come back, I want to continue this conversation about healthy eating and then also talk about how people can kind of find a program or a gym, you know, like yours or yours to really help them get healthy. This is Janelle McCauley, and you're listening to Eat Great, Live Well Radio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Maish Seibel, a leading authority on women's wellness and menopause. A recent article in the New England Journal of Medicine found that most women are confused or afraid of estrogen, and many doctors aren't comfortable treating them. My new book, called The Estrogen Window, just hit number one bestseller status on Amazon. Find out what women are so excited about. Order your copy now at estrogenwindowbook.com. and become a partner in your health care.
I'm looking for a certain kind of woman, and I think you know her. She's an entrepreneur that is highly connected, successful, significant in her own industry, and considered the go-to woman in her community. She's received so much from so many women in business, she's ready to give back to others on their journey, lifting as she climbs. Hi, this is Sandra Yancey, and I'm the founder and CEO of eWomen Network. I'm looking to connect with the woman I've just described who lives in your community so that we might have a conversation about how eWomen Network's proven success system can provide her a platform to elevate her success and ability to support women in business. Our international community of managing directors are influencing the speed of success for women in business around the world. If that sounds like something that you want to be part of or know someone we should talk with, send an email to managingdirector@ewomennetwork.com. That's managingdirector@ewomennetwork.com, and let's start the conversation.
This is the EWN Radio Network.
Welcome back to Eat Great, Live Well Radio. I'm your host, Janelle McCauley, and today we're talking with Jody Stokes, the owner of Goddess Fit. And before the break, we started talking about healthy eating and the importance of that. A couple things Jody said that I really stuck with me is you don't want to wait for a life change to change your life. And I love the one that you said your father uses, exercise is not a chore, it's a privilege. And I think that's so important. We, you know, often think that it's so hard to do, but when you look around, there are others that are much more challenged than we are doing it. So I'm going to challenge everyone to get up and do something extra today. But awesome. I want to ask you, Jody, there are a lot of different fitness programs out there, and there are new ones coming out all the time. So what should women be aware of when they're looking for a wellness or fitness program? What kind of questions should they ask to find out if it's right for them?
Well, I think the unfortunate thing is a lot of people start with price. Like, you know, they'll go into the gym and they'll choose a gym because it's affordable. But then they end up paying monthly and not attending, you know? So you're exactly right. I think that they should write down what they're looking for in a gym and figure out what kind of value is in the gym. So it depends on what they're looking for. A lot of people come in for classes, for example. So in a gym, you'd like a large variety of classes at different times during the day. Everyone had, you know, you might be a morning person, you might be an evening person, you might, and you want to have a large variety of different kinds of classes to choose from. It depends on whether or not you're using equipment or not, but make sure that if you do want to use equipment that you have purchased some private training so that you do know which machines to use on the right day and how to use them properly and how to use them safely. Because the machines, you know, you could get hurt on certain pieces of equipment. What else are you looking for? A lot of people are looking for community. Are you going to find community in a gym? Are there any fun activities that the gym's doing that sounds great? I mean, we had PJ Pound and movie night. We did a pound class, which is a drum class, and then we got in our PJs and we watched a movie the other night. It was hilarious. And then we went to the Melting Pot the other night and we did yoga on the patio and had the Melting Pot food, and then we had wine, and we're going bowling on Sunday for Family Fun Day. And I've tried to incorporate, in this gym in particular, I've tried to incorporate every single little thing that I've done in my entire 30-year career and brought it here, we have a running club, we're doing Pat Tillman on the 23rd, and we have Outside of the Box where we want men to come to our bike riding days and our bowling days, and you know, and it just depends on what people are looking for. So I literally tried to integrate absolutely every single thing that anybody could possibly want in here. But women have to decide what they want before they go in, because just because it might be a lower price doesn't mean that you're going to go, you're going to like it, and you're going to be happy with it. So I think that that's the best direction to go when you are looking for a gym, wherever you're looking.
Ashley, I think that's great advice, because I think oftentimes, I mean, how many times have people bought something when they're at the store because it's on sale and they like it, but it's on sale, and you take it home, and I know I've been guilty of it. You set it aside, mm-hmm. and 6 months later, the tag is still on it. You bought it because it was a mm-hmm. good price, but not because it was really something you needed or really wanted, something you were going to use, and I really think that we probably need to shift the way we look at, you know, finding a gym or a fitness facility and really look at what's important to us. Actually, I think we should start doing it more often in all the things mm-hmm. we do.
I agree. I definitely agree. I think we move fast, and we think that this is, you know, this is going to be the best based on price. And so what we need to do is write a list. What do I need? What do I want? And where can I find that? And it is tough to go out there and search for the perfect fit. One of the reasons I chose a women's preferred gym facility is because there aren't very many. There's Curves here. I think one of the businesses went out of town. It was on Thunderbird a while ago. But besides loving working with women, I wanted to have something that was completely unique, and it is. And we're getting a great membership in here, and you know, it's. I think the women that have come in are looking exactly for this. They want to be in a gym where it's clean and it smells good, and you know, their boyfriends, their husbands, their brothers like them being here too, and it's comfortable. And so those things have to come into play, too. Are the machines working? Is it comfortable? Does it smell good? Are there guys checking you out, you know? And you don't want that.
Right. So you want to feel comfortable.
So individual per person and what they like.
It is. I was talking to someone the other day, and we were talking about healthy eating and people saying that it's too expensive to buy, you know, fresh fruits and vegetables. It's easier to buy processed foods. And then, you know, we talked about so often, you know, it can seem more expensive because we often buy fresh produce and then throw part of it away because we don't use it. You know, we do that grab and go versus the healthy eating. So I think it's important for people to really look at their habits, their behaviors, their actions, and not be so quick to say it's too hard or I can't afford it, but really look at what we're doing. Because I think oftentimes, and I've heard more lately in some different things, when people are trying to make choices, those things just come out almost like it's an automatic response, not because it's actually fact.
It's a defense mechanism too. And it's habit. And that's, I get that. I get that a lot here. You know, they're just comfortable in their own little shell, and I get that. And I can ease the wall down just a little bit and say, okay, I get that. Well, let's just start baby steps. You know, an apple's good for you. Don't let your fruit go bad. You know, actually eat it. Start integrating these things into your food, you know, habits a little bit at a time. And once you start seeing results, then, you know, you can start turning it over. So I don't like going in and telling people that they're doing something wrong and make them feel bad about themselves, because, you know, they already kind of do.
Right.
You know, we all do. When you said you're guilty of buying something with a tag on it, well, you know, I'm guilty of eating, you know, Swedish fish every once in a while. And, you know, it makes me feel like crap, you know. But the last thing I want is somebody standing there telling me, you shouldn't eat that. I already know I'm not supposed to eat it. You know, I do it anyway, but, you know, little bits at a time, it'll make you feel better. And just, again, the support, the more support you have, and the more that someone's telling you, you know, it's okay, you're okay, the better off you're going to be and the more successful you're going to be in the end.
Absolutely. And it's not what you do 20% of the time, it's what you do 80% of the time. I think if someone tells you you can't eat sugar or chocolate or your favorite cookies or whatever it is, that's all you're going to think about. And you're going to end up eating it anyway, and you're just going to feel guilty. So I think we need to get past the you can't do it. But I think it's, you know, focusing on mindset, and I think it's also feeling comfortable that we're surrounding ourselves with people that will challenge us when we give some of those automatic responses. I was talking to someone about a month ago, and she, you know, responded to something, and I just said, you know, I'm going to stop you. I'm going to challenge what you just said and challenge, you know, what you're thinking. And she came back to me a week or so ago and said, you know, thank you for doing that. It totally shifted my perspective. And I did it in a loving, caring way. So I think that's what's key. But so often people give us these automatic responses and we just accept them and move on versus thinking, wait a minute, There's something else going on. Can we dig a little bit deeper? It might not be as comfortable to dig, but sometimes that's right. Exactly what the person needs.
Right. Well, you did challenge her, but she also trusts you and probably admires your knowledge in the field. And mm-hmm. Yeah, that defense is going to come up. And usually you're defensive with the people that you love the most. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Right.
Right. And mm-hmm. you know that they're right. And, you know, but we truly do get set in our ways sometimes. And, you know, you do have to challenge people. It's just like a coach, Janelle. It's like a coach. Each person gets coached differently. Just like people, you know, when you're a manager, you have to manage each person differently. What's going to help them feel empowered by what you're saying? And nobody likes to be told that they're doing something wrong. But if you direct it in a way that they'll understand and it will make them, you know, accountable and measurable and successful, then they'll start to see it. And that's why we have to challenge them, but on the softer side too. And because mm-hmm. we are so hard on ourselves all the time about everything, and life is hard enough.
Mm-hmm. You know? That's so true.
Yeah, you will feel better if you work out and you eat better. No doubt. You know, when life is hard, please do that. But. You know, I just think between the two of us and the rest of the world that's in the field, you know, we're really literally just trying to help people.
Yeah. We are, and I think it's important for people to have places that they can go where mm-hmm. they do feel that they're safe spaces, because it is tough. And if people feel like they're going to be, you know, kind of put under the microscope, or, you know, because they haven't shown up in a week, they're going to get in trouble. I think it's important to mm-hmm. understand that, you know, it's okay to start where you are and just take action.
Mm-hmm. You want it non, yes, it's non-intimidating. Mm-hmm. That first step is scary. It's scary for me to jump into Zumba.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, my hips don't move like that, but you know what, yes, that first step is the hardest, and you want to be, you want to know that it's going to be non-intimidating,
mm-hmm.
and you know, and fun, happy, you know, what's going to inspire you.
Yeah, absolutely. And I thought it was just me and Zumba. I love it, but it don't move the same way as the younger girls do. That's for sure.
I laugh.
Yeah, that's funny. We need to take our last break. And when we come back, I want to talk just a little bit about kind of what the overall healthy lifestyle looks like, from healthy eating to exercise, and maybe some of the things that you would recommend. This is Janelle McCauley, and you're listening to Eat Great, Live Well Radio.
Do you struggle with your weight or your health? Do you wish you had more energy to do the things you really want to do? Are you tired of counting calories and fad dieting? Do you want to eat your favorite foods and not feel guilty? If you answered yes to any of these questions, then the Eat Great, Live Well personalized wellness program is the answer for you. Being healthy isn't about fad dieting, feeling guilty, or eating nothing but tofu and wheatgrass. It's about making small, healthy choices that add up over time to create life-changing transformation for you and your family. The Eat Great, Live Well personalized wellness program will show you how easy it is to be healthy, happy, and well-fed all at the same time. Visit eatgreatlivewell.com for more information or to enroll in this life-changing program. You deserve to both eat great and live well. Check it out today at eatgreatlivewell.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Maish Seibel, a leading authority on women's wellness and menopause. A recent article in the New England Journal of Medicine found that most women are confused or afraid of estrogen, and many doctors aren't comfortable treating them. My new book, called The Estrogen Window, just hit number one bestseller status on Amazon. Find out what women are so excited about. Order your copy now at estrogenwindowbook.com and become a partner in your healthcare.
You're listening to Janelle McCauley on the EWN Radio Network.
Welcome back to Eat Great, Live Well Radio. I'm your host, Janelle McCauley, and today we're talking with Jody Stokes, the owner of Goddess Fit. And before the break, if you missed it, you want to go back and listen, because we really talked about mindset, about finding some place to work out or to go where you can really get the support, where you feel valued, where you feel like it's non-judgmental. It's just so important to feel comfortable, because if you do, you'll go back. I was amazed, Jody, when you shared the statistic of only 10% of the people who, you know, belong to a gym show up on a regular basis. We really need to increase that, because it just helps, you know, people so much.
Mm-hmm. Overall, you know, I think the status is that people think that they need to get thin, they need to go to a gym, they need to do that, and it's overall wellness that matters. And like we were speaking of before, how much you feel better after your endorphins kick in, and how much you feel better after 21 days, and it kind of has to tie in with overall wellness. We have the four pillars of strength that Goddess Fit, you know, physical, spiritual, mental, emotional,
mm-hmm.
and that will all start to fall into place better once you take that simple, easy step to move in that direction. And we were talking of it, mentioning it too, it's that one little step, that first step that seems like a giant step that shouldn't.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I think that you have to, we have massage, we have Reiki, we have life coaching, we have holistic health coaching, all of those things that can tie in if you'd like to implement those into your routine here. And if you just want to come take a Zumba class, then come take a Zumba class. But it all kind of has to tie in. I'm sure that you probably agree with a lot of that.
Oh, I do. It's really, it's a healthy lifestyle. It's not just exercise or healthy eating. It's mindset. It's what motivates you. It really, what makes you happy, what makes you feel like you've got purpose. It all mm-hmm. goes together, because if you're missing one of the spokes of the whole package, it's out of balance, and you feel off no matter what you're doing. So I love that you really have those four pillars and look at the whole, you know, the whole thing. And then people can choose what they want or where their focus is. But I think often it's just having them exposed to what the opportunity and the options are.
Absolutely. I don't think people realize the value of a massage. You know, I mean, we work out so hard, and we should actually be getting massages every month. I don't do it. I don't know if you do, but I certainly could get a massage every month. It would feel great. And just the holistic and wellness effect of just a simple, you know, just someone taking care of you
mm-hmm.
is amazing. And just, you know, especially after you've worked out and you deserve it, you know, you really do. You deserve to treat yourself every once in a while. That's mm-hmm. that's an important thing. We really kind of take care of everybody else, which we talked about in the beginning, and we forget about ourselves every once in a while. It doesn't have to be expensive, and you can make time for it, and don't feel guilty about mm-hmm. doing it. That's the most important thing.
Yeah, we used to get monthly massages, and you feel so good, and I kind of got into the habit, but just talking about it, I need to get back in that habit, because that's one of the things that really helps refresh mm-hmm. and energize me, and that's mm-hmm. important, is to find out what those things are that are your motivators, what are the things that just help you feel so much better, and you do deserve it.
Mm-hmm. You don't feel guilty about it. You do deserve it. You do. And we do spend our money on silly things. You're better off taking, if you were going to go have a Starbucks, make your coffee in the morning, put a little in a cold Starbucks coffee cup, put some ice in it, take it with you for the day, put $5 away every single day, and at the end of the month, you got a massage. Treat yourself for saving money. And I'm not dissing Starbucks. Certainly talk about being guilty of that. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Right. But, you know, if we just reorganize our priorities a little bit, we'd be able to take care of ourselves a little bit better.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. No, absolutely. It's like when we started our conversation, we were talking about how do people find the time, because they say they don't have time. But think about where you're spending your time. And we all only get 24 hours. That's one thing that's a given. You don't have one more minute than I do. But you look at really successful people or people who are able to take care of themselves. It's how you prioritize it, you know, what you let go of. And I always challenge women to look at what you're doing and let go of the things that someone else can do better for you, and do the things that only you can do and start with that. And it's a lot of resources that we say we, you know, can't afford or we don't use, but I think we do it before we really look at what the options and possibilities are.
I agree. You know, put your budget together. Figure out what you can and what you're willing to spend money on. I think that, you know, trainers and fitness kind of falls by the wayside when you're looking at the big picture, but you have to look forward. Again, you know, exercise is not a, you know, if you can't get in the gym, go outside and walk. Mm-hmm. You know, really. Go, you can literally find the time to figure out something and, you know, put it in your schedule. Just get it done. It's not an option. We were meant to hunt and gather. We were meant to move. You'll feel so much better. And you know what? We're talking longevity and we're talking quality of life. And if you think about those things, you know, rather than focusing on weight or focusing on this, you know, women lose 10% of their balance every decade after 40. You lose 5% of your muscle tone. You lose, you know, forget about collagen. I don't even want to mention that. You know, you have to kind of focus on the big, big picture and what you're going to think about when you're 80 years old. My mom used to say to me, tell your clients they're going to worry about their balance when they're 80. So If we really kind of focus on those things, then you know what? Weight loss is inevitable. If that's right. Your goal. Your goal simply should be show up.
Mm-hmm.
Just go. Just do it. Listen to Nike. Just do
it. Well, I always tell people to think about, don't worry about losing weight. If you do the right things for your body, you'll find your natural, healthy weight, the thing that's perfect, you know, your perfect weight.
Yes.
I've loved our conversation today. How can our listeners get more information about you and what you offer?
Well, Goddess Fit just opened January 25th, and we are located on Hayden and Via de Ventura next to the Melting Pot, and they can find us on our website, which is at goddessfit.me. And we are having an open house this Saturday if anyone would like to show up and take some classes from 9 till 3. And we would love to give tours. We're going to have coffee on the patio, and anybody is welcome to stop by and take classes. We welcome anyone. The number here is 844-433-7348.
Perfect. And we will put your Goddess Fit link to your website on our eatgreatlivewellradio.com website with today's interview, so they'll be able to connect with you there too. So
great.
I encourage... Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, and I'm so grateful for you having me on. I loved the conversation with you, General. Thank you.
And it's been great, and it's a little bit different than the conversations we've been having. Not so much focused on healthy eating, but really living well and taking care of your body. You know, I'd love to ask our guests as we finish up our conversation together, can you give our listeners just one action item that they can implement in the next week to start creating a healthy future for themselves and the ones they love?
Stop thinking so much. just go. Take, you know, I wish I had one term, but it would just be love you. Love yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Love yourself.
I love that. To take care of yourself. You only have one body.
Right.
Take care of it. I love that.
Right.
Well, thank you so much for your time.
Yeah, thank you for having me. Thank you. I'll spread the word. I'll have everybody listening.
Perfect. So until next week, remember that even small changes can make a positive difference in your health and your life. Healthy choices you make every day add up over time to create a healthy future for yourself and your family. Be sure to join me each week as we continue the conversation on building a healthier relationship with food and with yourself. And again, I invite you to go to eatgreatlivewellradio.com and be part of the conversation. Click on our Facebook link and share your thoughts, share your questions, share how you're taking care of yourself. Take care and have a healthy and great week. Bye-bye for now.
Thank you for tuning in to Eat Great, Live Well Radio, your trusted source for the information you need to take control of your health and your life. Each week at this time, we bring you straight talk about eating healthier without giving up the foods you love. Join us next Thursday and every Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on the EWN Radio Network. To get a replay of this week's show, listen to past shows, or contact Janelle, go to eatgreatlivewellradio.com. Have a great week, and remember, you can choose to eat great and live well.